and the charges are just crazy. They're just insane. And the charges are so vague. Conspiracy to impede federal officers. I mean, it's so vague. I'm just sickened by it because these are all good family men. They're all ranchers, and they're sitting behind bars, and they'll be sitting there until February, until the trial. You've got to be worried about Nevada, what's going to happen to them there, and why.
I am worried about Nevada. I just wonder how much longer we're going to have to deal with this, even after February. You know, how long are they going to? They try to draw it out. I can't tell you how much money they've put into this. The last they heard was, like, it seems like not a real number, but $100 million. That's what somebody told me. Jeez. I'm like, that is ridiculous. We've got other things going on. Okay, so I don't know. We just got to take it one day at a time. And when I think about Nevada and I think about how corrupt they are and how much Judge Navarro hates these guys, and, you know, it's coming straight from, unfortunately, it's coming straight from the White House.
Yeah, it's coming from Harry Reid. It's coming from Harry Reid has been a monster in this case to these guys. I mean, a complete monster. He is an embarrassment. I just call him Satan. My family laughs, but he is to me. I can't even imagine the damage he has done, the things he said in Congress about this family. It's appalling. He must have interest in this land. That's all I can say in Nevada.
Yeah, I can't understand. Exactly. I can't understand why somebody would be so nasty about somebody who they've never even met. Never even met Harry Reid. My father-in-law has never even met him. But yeah, he must have interest. And he's in Nevada, so then we're dealing with him, we're dealing with the judge, we're dealing with the White House, and the only way to do it is, you know, we've got the presidential election coming up, and we can make a difference in that. We can change. So
I agree. And, you know, he is the one that brought up the word domestic terrorist for these guys and called them domestic terrorists. And ranchers all over the land are going, domestic terrorist ranchers? I mean, come on. That he is the one that stood up in Congress. Another thing that I saw that I found really appalling was a representative of the State Department. I can't remember if it was the attorney or not, saying, really mixing up these cases on air right after the not guilty verdict and saying, well, Nevada case is coming up and there was a death in that one. So that one's, they're not going to get off that one. And that's not even accurate. There was no death. There wasn't anything in the Nevada case. That was the Oregon case. And they couldn't even keep it straight. They kept screwing it up. This guy didn't know what he was talking about. Nobody was hurt. Not a single gunshot fired in the Bundy incident where the feds came in and were brutalizing the animals and were trying to take the animals. And these guys are trying to defend their property. Amazing.
Yep. You're exactly right. I can't tell you how much information they got wrong in the Oregon case that they were presenting in front of the jury. They even got names wrong.
Oh my gosh.
They just think they've got it signed, sealed, and delivered, and they don't have to fight that hard. I mean, it's unbelievable. I thought, a death? Somebody doesn't have their paperwork right here.
Yes. But they're trying to come up with a case. I played a recording on air of a secret recording in the Oregon case of the FBI guy, the judge, and I can't remember who else it was standing in the room. And they were saying a week before Finnecombe's death that they, before they murdered him, that they needed to come up with something on these guys. They had to come up with something. Same thing in the Oregon case. They're trying so hard to come up with something. And I'm sure that once the jury hears that the Bundy family, Clive and Bundy, was never even presented a bill, right? Ever?
No.
By the government?
Nope. Nope, never.
For grazing?
Yep. Yep, you're right. I liked that you brought that up before because so many people are confused about that. But, you know, when you have a debt or you owe somebody money, usually the way it is you're shown a piece of paper or document or something saying you owe this much, and it's broken down to how much you owe. And he's never, ever been shown that. Never.
Nope. And the thing is, had they had they done a bill like this, and boy, they really racked up those amounts too. Those amounts aren't even real that they keep pushing out into the media. That they've turned it into millions by now. But it's interesting that they didn't have the authority really to charge these exuberant charges. And so maybe that's why they didn't put a bill forth. I don't know. They certainly didn't. And that'll be quite a picture in this case. But here you had the case in Oregon. And I do hope that there is a wrongful death suit brought upon those individuals in Oregon for Lavoie Finicum's death. That was so sad, and it was horrifying. I've interviewed Jeanette on the show. But coming back down to Nevada now, they are sitting there in prison, no bail until February.